the meaning of life. Perhaps you have had the thought that nothing really matters, because in 200 years, we'll all be dead. This is a peculiar thought, because it's not clear why the fact that we'll be dead in 200 years should imply that nothing we do now really matters. The idea seems to be that we are in some kind of rat race, struggling to achieve our goals and make something of our lives, but that this makes sense only if those achievements will be permanent. But they won't be. Even if you produce a great work of literature which continues to be read thousands of years from now, eventually the solar system will cool, or the universe will wind down or collapse, and all trace of your efforts will vanish. In any case, we can't hope for even a fraction of this sort of immortality. If there is any point at all to what we do, we have to find it within our own lives. Why is there any difficulty in that? You can explain the point of most things you do. You work to earn money to support yourself and perhaps your family. You eat because you're hungry, sleep because you're tired, go for a walk or call up a friend because you feel like it, read a newspaper to find out what's going on in the world. If you didn't do any of those things, you'd be miserable. So what's the big problem? The problem is that although there are justifications and explanations for most of the things, big and small, that we do within life, none of these things, explanations, explain the point of your life as a whole, the whole of which all these activities, successes, failures, strivings, with disappointments are parts. If you think about the whole thing, there seems to be no point to it at all. Looking at it from the outside, it wouldn't matter if you had never existed, and after you have gone out of existence, it won't matter that you did not exist. Of course, your existence matters to other people, your parents and others who care about you, but taken as a whole, their lives have no point either, so it ultimately doesn't matter what you matter to them. You matter to them, and they matter to you, and that may give you your life a feeling of significance, but you're just taking in each other's washing, so to speak. Given that any person exists, he has needs and concerns which make particular things and people within his life matter to him, but the whole thing doesn't matter. But does it matter that it doesn't matter? So what, you might ask. It's enough that it matters whether I get to the station between my train leaves, or whether I remember to feed the cat. I don't need more than that to keep going. This is a perfectly good reply, but it only works if you really can avoid setting your sights higher and asking what the point of the whole thing is. For once you do that, you open yourself to the possibility that your life is meaningless. The thought that you'll be dead in 200 years is just a way of seeing your life embedded in a larger context, so that the point of smaller things inside it seem not to be enough, seems to leave a larger question unanswered. But what if your life as a whole did have a point in relation to something larger? Would that mean that it wasn't meaningless after all? There are various ways your life could have a larger meaning. You might be part of a political or social movement which changed the world for the better, to the benefit of the future generations. Or you might just help provide a good life for your own children and their descendants. Or your life might be thought to have meaning in a religious context, so that your time on earth was just a preparation for an eternity in direct contact with God. About the type of meaning that depend on relations to other people, even people in the distant future, I've already indicated what the problem is. If one's life has a point as a part of something larger, it is still possible to ask about that larger thing. What is the point of it? Either there's an answer in terms of something still larger, or there isn't. If there is, we simply repeat the question. If there isn't, then our search for a point has come to an end with something which has no point. But if that pointlessness is acceptable for the larger thing of which our life is a part, why shouldn't it be acceptable already for our life taken as a whole? Why isn't it all right for your life to be pointless? And if it isn't acceptable there, why should it be acceptable when we get to the larger context? Why don't we have to go on and to ask, but what is the point of all that? Human history, the succession of generations, or whatever. The appeal to a religious meaning to life is a bit different. If you believe that the meaning of your life comes from fulfilling the purpose of God, who loves you, and seeing Him in eternity, then it doesn't seem appropriate to ask, and what is the point of that? It's supposed to be something which is its own point, and can't have a purpose outside itself. But for this very reason, it has its own problems. The idea of God seems to be the idea of something that can explain everything else, without having to be explained itself, but it's very hard to understand how there could be such a thing. If we ask the question, why is the world like this, and are offered a religious answer, how can we be prevented from asking again, and why is that true? What kind of answer would bring us all our why questions to a stop, once and for all, And if they can stop there, why couldn't they have stopped there earlier? The same problem seems to arise if God and his purposes are offered as the ultimate explanation of the value and meaning of our lives. The idea that our lives fulfill God's purpose is supposed to give them their point, in a way that doesn't require or admit any further point. One isn't supposed to ask, what is the point of God, any more than one is supposed to ask, what is the explanation of God? But my problem here, as with the goal of God as the ultimate explanation, is that I'm not sure I understand the idea. Can there really be something which gives point to everything else by encompassing it, but which couldn't have or need any point itself? Something whose point can't be questioned from outside because there is no outside. If God is supposed to give our lives a meaning that we can't understand, it's not much of a consolation. God as ultimate justification, like God as ultimate explanation, may be an incomprehensible answer to the answer that we can't get rid of. On the other hand, to the question that we can't get rid of. On the other hand, maybe that's the whole point, and I am just failing to understand religious ideas. Perhaps the belief in God is the belief that the universe is intelligible, but not to us. Leaving that issue aside, let me return to the smaller scale dimensions of human life. Even if life as a whole is meaningless, perhaps that's nothing to worry about. Perhaps we can recognize it and just go on as before. The trick is to keep your eyes on what's in front of you, and allow justifications to come to an end inside your life, and inside the lives of others to whom you are connected. If you ever ask yourself the question, but what's the point of being alive at all, leading the particular life of a student or a bartender or whatever you happen to be, you'll be answered, there's no point. It wouldn't matter if I didn't exist at all, or if I didn't care about anything, but I do. That's all there is to it. Some people find this attitude perfectly satisfying, others find it depressing, though unavoidable. Part of the problem is that some of us have an incurable tendency to take ourselves seriously. We want to matter to ourselves from the outside. If our lives as a whole seem pointless, then as a part of us is dissatisfied, the part that is always looking over our shoulder at what we are doing. Many human efforts, particularly those in the service of serious ambitions rather than just comfort and survival, get some of their energy from a sense of importance. A sense of what you are doing is not just important to you, but important in some larger sense. Important. Period. If we have to give this up, it may threaten to take up the wind out of your sails. If life is not real, life is not earnest, and the grave is its goal, perhaps it's ridiculous to take ourselves so seriously. On the other hand, if we can't help taking ourselves so seriously, perhaps we just have to put up with being ridiculous. Life may not only be meaningless, but absurd.